This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everybody, welcome to the Joyful Finding Show, January 26th, 2024. Holy cow, Friday's here again. So glad you guys could be here. I see I have a few people out there already. I see Richard and I see Ruth so far. If you're out there, say hello. I would love to know that you're out there today. The energy has been pretty intense the last couple days. It's been hard for me to go to sleep. And I've been waking up early, so it's been interesting in this beautiful energy that's been going on the last few days. You just got to roll with it, okay? You just got to roll with this energy. Let it unfold the way that it needs to unfold for you. Don't try to have control right now. I don't want to say it that way, but feel into it and feel what is your right course of action. That's the word they want to use, the right course of action. Okay, so I see hello, Complicated by Design Diaz out there. I got Book Designer. Yep, I can see you, Book Designer. And Chi is out there. Boy, you're all bopping in now. Bam, Kit Kat's out there. Hello, hello, hello. I'm so glad you guys are joining. Coming into this beautiful energy and bringing your energy in with you. Much appreciated. When it gets to message times, that really helps when you bring your beautiful energy in. There's a lot of energy going on right now. There's a lot of shifts and change in your personal lives, in everything that's going on in life right now. There's things that are just changing up that the way that they need to, right? We're probably starting to unfold a little more. You know, all this interesting stuff that seems to be going on. Hello, darlings. I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm feeling all this energy come in. It's like, because I can feel each and every one of you. And I have to say, I want to thank all of you for coming in with such beautiful energy tonight. I'm not feeling a lot of stress anywhere in the body anywhere. You're coming in a lot lighter than normal. This is awesome. Awesome, I tell you, my friends. Awesome. You guys, I'm so happy you're here. What else am I supposed to share with you guys? Beep, beep, beep. I just happened to sit down at my computer at 7:59 and bam, y'all were here. Bam! And here you are. Thank you very much for being here. It's funny how that happens sometimes, you know, you just show up at the right time. Everything happens in divine time, right? Well, sometimes we as humans try to force things along and to go a little bit faster. And now we kind of learned to get into that flow and allow things to kind of happen now. We don't, you know, we don't hold a lot of feelings attached to it like we used to. We used to be a lot more emotional about things. But we're all starting to shift and change in so many different ways. I'm super excited about all this. The last few days, the energy, the full moon. So I came home Tuesday night and I thought the moon was full already because it was up in the sky, you know, and it looked full, but it wasn't full yet because I had to look when I got home. But, you know, I don't usually talk about the moon, but the last couple days, it's like stuck out at me a lot. Especially when I got up this morning, it was huge. It was huge out in the sky. And it was weird because it looked like I had this fake line going through the sky. But anyways, the sky is a whole other story. And I don't know if I'm going to go there tonight, but we'll see if I do or not. Let's see. Do you know anything about mantras? I'm trying to figure out how to find my mantra. Not even sure where to look. Well, you have to look within. What resonates with you in this moment? Because your mantras can change. You know, your affirmations can change as you as you change. So be open to, again, this is the best way to change it, is we are rechanged. I've had this conversation again this week too. So it's important that I bring this up again. So we are retraining our brain to use different words for different outcomes than what we've used in the past, right? Because we've been there, done that, tried that, and always end up with the same outcome, so to speak. So now we're going to use different verbiage. We're going to use different, you know, words in our mouths for the intention about what we're creating, okay? Because we want to create out of a place of love, community, humanity, whatever it is that you have that is your passion right in this minute is what your, all this energy, I feel like I'm pulling it out like it's ribbons, you know what I mean? But I feel like these are scrolls. So this is all the, where all the information is locked up. So you guys, it's time to unlock all of that and let all your scrolls unroll. And understand who you really are, because there's a lot of information that's all tapped inside and really it's going within. Okay. And this is an important message for everybody. We've all had to learn to go within. We've always looked for everything on the outside, right? We got to look here. We got to look there. It's going to be there. And no, all the answers really truly lie within us, right? In the heart chakra, in our soul center. Right. And then we have the memories that help bring it all back. Everything ties in together so that we have these memories that kind of like come through as our truth. You know, and it's interesting. I saw it on social media today. And what do you believe to be 100% truth? Now, that's a hard one. What do you believe to be 100% truth? Okay. Because we've been manipulated and lied to on so many different levels here. I know that my truth lies within. So I know that I know now that I can trust myself. I didn't trust myself for a long time, but I had to learn to trust the information that's been locked up inside of me, just like it's been locked up inside of each and every one of you. It's all about finding the right keys to unlock that lock, whatever that thought pattern, whatever it is that needs to be released for you so you can see it with clarity. With clarity. And it's funny because they showed me, I went through one of my automatic writings today from a long time ago. And this is from 2016. And it talked about the puzzle pieces. Okay. So we've been collecting and picking up these puzzle pieces for a very long time. And now you're able to put them together so that things make more sense, right? Because you're trusting yourself with everything that you've been gathering, right? And God puts the right information in front of you all the time. It's whether you, whether you recognize it or not, okay? Whether you recognize it or not. And it's very important that we recognize everything, right? It's like we could be looking, anyways, they just took me way out of that. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, yeah. I want to say, Richard, thank you for your Venmo tonight. I got that right before 8 o'clock. I want to thank you. You'll be number one this evening when it gets to be message time. The energy is a little bit scrambled, too, so you may be on a train of thought, and then all of a sudden it goes in another direction or whatever, and Kathy's going to be number two. Thank you, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. It's been a little while since I've seen you. I feel like you have a question. So if you have a question, make sure you drop it in the chat box before I get to messages. Let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And Marsha Morris is here. Well, hello, darling. Hello, darling. So glad you're here as well. There's a bunch of you that all popped in all at once there. That was kind of cool. I love you guys for being here. Love it, love it, love it. I love it, love it, love it. All right, so with all this energy that we're feeling, right? Sometimes it does not have words to explain how to any of that. You know what I mean? It doesn't, I'll get into that more. Kit Kat says, how do I donate? You can donate through my Venmo that she just put up on the screen there. If you're on YouTube, you can do YouTube super stickers and stuff. And if you're over there on Rumble, there's Rumble Rants. And I know we're over on Twitter too, and I don't know how to do it over there. So I would suggest my Venmo. So much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Marsha said, where has the week gone? I know. When she just sent me the thing last night, I was like, tomorrow's Friday already? I was like, I feel like it should only be like Wednesday. You know, the whole time thing is flying in ways that we don't understand, but that's okay. We're just going to roll with it. Because God has got us on our path. And it's funny because we are all on our journeys, right? Going down our paths. We're feeling our way through it. And even if you are detoured, you still end up coming back to your path. Okay? That was some kind of learning experience or whatever that you had to go through. And we have had lots of experiences so far on this earth plane. And we're probably going to have a lot more. But that's okay. We chose to come to earth in this time and place for the experiences that we've had and the experiences that we are going to experience in the future. So, and you guys, this is why it's important that you keep your thoughts clear, right? Your intentions clear. What is it that you really want to accomplish or create, right? Don't do it out of ego or fear. And things all just kind of like fall into place. So I'm going to leave that with you guys. All right, Chai. Thank you, dear. For your $10 donation over there on my Venmo, you're the best. Thank you. You'll be number three. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We're starting on a roll. One, two, three, doop, doop, doop. All right. Yeah. And time is just like flying. Like I can't even believe Friday's here already. I'm telling you, it just amazes me how. We are changing up a lot of energy this evening, my friends. A lot of energy. So I want you guys to know that you are in the process of releasing, but also allowing your highest and best energy to flow, to radiate, to spread out, and to help guide others, right? Because you are a guiding light. You may not see yourself as that, but when you step into your light, you become this beautiful lighthouse, and you are then able to be seen by those that need some guidance. Somebody out there that is just tapping in, has some throat stuff going on, it's time for you to speak your truth, let it go. Stop holding back. It's not that much. Just you got to do it. Release it all. Even if you just have to write it all on a piece of paper, but don't withhold it anymore. Don't hold it inside. There's no, you can't do that anymore. Beep, beep, beep. Thank you for throwing up there that Venmo up there, Goldilocks. You're the best. The best. Yeah, you guys check out my website too. I am melissaparks.com. I always forget to tell you guys about my stuff. I just come on and start talking and I talk for the whole hour and then I forget to tell you where to find me other than my show. But I appreciate you guys coming to the Joyful Finding Show. You guys, it's all about creating and finding joy. You know, it takes me back to when I was 13 again and my dad's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm like, I want to be happy. Because I was not a happy kid, you know what I mean? So I wanted to be happy. And now I find ways to make everything seem like it's happy, right? Even when you're going through, even when we're going through trials and tribulations, we can see where it's better on the other side. Maybe not while we're going through it, but on the other side, we can look back and we're like, oh my God, look how strong we were. Look at how, what all we accomplished, you know? And I want you guys to see that about yourselves. I want you guys to see all that you've accomplished up until this point. Okay. You've accomplished so much. You just need to recognize what it is that you have accomplished. Okay. Do, do, do. Kit Kat says, I just gave you a small donation. This is my first time here to hear you. Well, welcome, Kit Kat. Thank you. All right. I appreciate that, my friend. All right, Kit Kat. You are lead number four. Much appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for finding us today. There must be a reason that you're here with us this evening. And that's funny because it's not funny, but it's just the way it is. Coincidences that aren't coincidences. You know, we just happen to fall into place in the right place at the right time. You're like, all right, I'm going to check this out and see what it's all about. Because God has, like I said earlier, God is putting all those messages, all those things in front of us to help us remember more about ourselves. Okay. Whether it's somebody say something or, you know, a word comes up or you see an image or you're out in nature and it's the bird or the flower or the license plate, whatever it is, I want you to recognize everything that's going on around you and what kind of meaning does it have for you today, which is so funny because my brother lives out in Arizona, right? So he calls me yesterday. He's like, I had a road runner for running in front of my truck. And what does it mean? And I was like, well, the road runner is telling you to think quickly. You need to think quick on your feet. You know what I mean? So what is showing up in your life right now that's giving you a message that's not a straight out message? Like you have to go do a little research, right? Say it's a different kind of bird that shows up for you and it's showing up for you every day. Look up the spiritual meaning of that bird. Feel what resonates with you, okay? I want you, there is some information out there that will assist you in tapping into your own stuff. Do I need to give a question or do you draw from my energy? I tap into your energy. But if you have a question, I'd answer those as well. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. I see Lanka and Steven and Sharon are here. I see more names are popping up here. How did I miss all these? You guys are just chit-chatting so fast. Kavita's out there too. You guys are amazing. Essential Drops of Peace. I haven't seen you in a little bit. How you doing? How you guys doing? Hello. I'm so glad you guys are here and bringing all this beautiful energy in. Beautiful energy and beautiful, beautiful. And there was something else I wanted to share before I got to that part. What, guys, my brain is like all over the place. Bing, bing, bing. I feel like I'm the pinball machine today and my thoughts go over here. They go over there. They go over there. And sometimes I go way off over there and it takes a lot to pull me back in. So I keep myself tethered to my seat. So I'm here for you guys. You guys are the best. All right. I know there was something else that just came up, but it'll come up towards the end if that's what is important. I want to thank you for your tips and donations so far. They are much appreciated. Much, much appreciated. So I have Richard, Kathy, Chai, and Kit Kat so far. Just so I'm throwing that out there. Boop, boop, boop. All right. Amazing. Amazing. All right. So, okay. Yes. So look at everything. Look beyond what you're used to looking at. Look at it with new eyes. Look at it with new clarity. Look at it as you're looking for the breadcrumbs or the puzzle piece that you're so desiring to put another piece together. Okay. What is that you're trying to put the pieces together to connect? What is it that you're trying to connect? Okay. I want you guys to feel about what it is that you're trying to connect moving forward. Okay. What is it that you are trying to connect to? What are you trying to connect with? Who? There's all kinds of different questions. I feel like there's all kinds of like all these questions that are going on for you guys right now all at once. It's kind of crazy. But it's like there's a lot of things in motion. Okay. So you guys are the creator of what comes next. So imagine you're starting out with your blank sheet of paper, right? Your blank sheet of paper, and you're creating from nothing. You're creating from scratch. What are you creating from this moment forward? Because it's always right now. So what are you in the forward motion of creating? Okay. So I want you guys to think about that while you guys are here. All right. I think I'm going to start on my messages now because I feel like it's a time. And I know Richard has gone off to work. So, Richard, I hope you have a beautiful evening at work. And, Richard, your message will be this evening. Let's see what I get for you today. All right. So, I get writing. I also get this is almost communication. So, either there has been a breakdown in communication or you're getting over a breakdown in communication with someone in your life. Like there needs to be more open communication between you and this other person. I don't know exactly who this is, but I feel like me saying this, you know exactly who that person is. I also feel like you are, there's something very new coming for you. So whether it's a new relationship, a new promotion, a new karaoke bar, there's definitely something new coming up for you, Richard, and they want you to be aware, and it could be right around the block. It could be something that you have not recognized before, and it's going to show up in front of you. And also, like, there's also two of something, so I feel like you have two different things that are coming up for you that you have choices about, and they want you to sit and feel into each and every one of them, like, what is my highest and best decision. You know what I mean? Is it going to be this way or that way, or put them on a piece of paper on the table, flip them over, which one has the highest vibration energy for you? They want you to use more of your energy also moving forward. So I'm going to leave that with you. And I want to thank you, Richard. You're the best, Richard. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, darlings. All right. Now, who did I say was next? All right. Kathy Bray. What's shaking, Kathy? Let's see what we got going on in your life. All right. I feel like you've been wandering on this path, Kathy. There's a lot. I feel like you're zigzagging back and forth. So I don't know where you're in between going. I feel like you're spending more time in Florida right now. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like you're here. But I feel like you're also going somewhere else. So I don't know if you're visiting children or you have another house or something like that. But I feel like I'm traveling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I feel like you're ready to just kind of like settle a little bit more, if that makes sense. So I feel like they're showing me settling. So I don't know what that means. I don't know. Were you able to rebuild after the hurricane? Because they're showing me settling. And I feel like I'm putting like an anchor in the ground. So I don't know if you don't want to travel so much anymore. If you would just like to take a little breather, a little break, and just recuperate. Because I feel like you've been expending a lot of energy. And this would help you gather, recharge. You need to recharge. So I feel like you grounding yourself wherever it is that you feel happiest is going to help you a lot. They're also showing me this bouquet of flowers. So I don't know who is delivering these to you. But I feel like I have all kinds of like roses and daisies. I have a whole different plethora of flowers that I don't even know half the names of them for, but they're coming forward. And I feel like these are coming forward from a motherly figure. So I feel like you need to be surrounded by some flowers right now. So if you have to go to the store, buy yourself some flowers. But they're showing me great beauty around you. So stay in your light, and you're also helping others. So I don't know who you're assisting right now, but they're showing me that you're assisting others. So I don't know if that's monetarily or, you know, but I feel like you're assisting in some way, shape, or form. So I'm going to leave that with you, Kathy. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for being your shining light. You are a beautiful, beautiful lighthouse. Doop, doop, doop. All right. You guys are the best. All right. I can't read all the messages, so we'll have to scroll back in a minute. All right. So, Kathy, I did. Now we got Chai. What's going on with you? Oh, this is fun. You have learned about boundaries, about setting boundaries. You feel a lot more relaxed inside your own bubble, if that makes sense, because I see you inside this bubble with a bubble with a bubble. So I don't know what you've been protecting yourself from, but I feel like you're very cushy in this bubble right now. Oh, you're looking for employment? Well, then you need to put it out there for exactly what it is you would like to do, my friend. What is it you would like to do? Okay. So this is where it comes into play about using the white sheet of paper I just talked about. Okay. So the new job, right? What does it include? What does it include? You need to write those things down so that you find a job that works out just right for you. Okay. It's just like I put out that I needed to make some extra money, right? I was like, all right, you know, Bidenomics, you know, is really crushing everybody. So I said, you know, I don't really want to have like an office job again, because that would not make me happy, you know? So I found this job where I work one day in the office and the rest of the day at home. So put it out to the universe what it is that you want to do so that you can create for yourself. Okay. You need to be the one creating for that. And I feel like February is going to be your month and finding that employment. But they really want you to sit down and do your little homework right here and write down all those things that you would like. I'd like to work from home. I'd like to make X amount of money, da 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 da, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to tap in so that you bring forward, it shows up in front of you, or someone says, hey, I know someone da 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 is looking for a job, and then all of a sudden you get a job. So I'm getting clear out all the negative energy, get rid of the fear and go, all right, what is going to be the highest and best for me and for the people that I want to work for? So just tap into them, my friends. You're going to have, it's going to be fine. You need to get over your fear. You're still attached to fear. So no more fear, my friend, covered in love. That's that little love bubble I saw. All right. Let's see. Now I have Kit Kat. And I have not read for you before, Kit Kat. Hold on. Let me look at your Venmo so I can see what your real name was, because that helps me a lot when I have a real name. Da, 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 da. All right. Gotcha. Oh, I got Sharon too. Sharon, you're next. And I think your essential drops of peace, right? I always forget. All right. So Kit Kat is Catherine. Let me write your real name, Catherine. All right. So you've been on a loop-de-loop lately. You've been going round and round and round. Okay. It's time for you to get off of the little sit and spin that I call it. And now it's time for you to make some choices, because I feel like you've been doing this for a while. You've been doing this for a while, and now you finally recognize a pattern that needs to break within your life. So it's a person, place, or thing. I'm not going to call it out right here and now, but there's something that you recognize that you needed to change up in your life a little bit so that you could bring your life to where you want to. So I get that things are going to change or have been changing for you, but they're going to be getting better. Okay, they're going to get better than you ever imagined. But again, you have to get rid of some of your negativity that you hold on to so that you can be in your highest and best vibration all the time, right? It's like you need to be, I don't even know what it is, but I feel like I'm jumping up floors, but it's not, I'm not in an elevator this time. You know, so I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be coming for you, but you need to be also putting out your intentions about what it is that you want to create for yourself. People, places, things, employment, whatever it is, home, whatever. You also have to stand in your truth and start speaking your truth, whether it's to yourself or to others. And then also forgiveness. I feel like forgiveness is important for you, whether you have to forgive yourself or others as well. It's very important in this time and place for you to do that. So thank you very much for being here, Kit Kat, and for joining the show today. Appreciate you. You're bringing in lots of heat and energy too. So you're going through a lot of transformation right now. Just go with the flow. Breathe into it. You'll be all right. All right. And then Sharon, essential drops of peace, which we all need peace in our lives. All right, Sharon. Boy, you've been shining like light. You've been doing lots of extra work on yourself. Or I'm not going to say work. You've been doing a lot more for yourself, raising your energy, raising your vibration. You're this beautiful shining light, but you keep yourself dim. You know what I mean? If you were like on a dimmer switch, they're saying crank it up. So it's time for you to crank up that heat. And I guess there's heat involved too, because it's light, it's a heat, it's a lot. Okay, so I want you to tap into that energy, Sharon. And also, I feel like there's this a new opportunity that's coming for you to expand into a passion that you have about helping others.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Maybe it's something in the community, or maybe it's you want to open a store. Or I feel like there's a storefront. I feel like there's something to do with people coming in and out. So I don't know if you already have something like this, but it's something you've always wanted to kind of create on the side or do. And now I'm getting the time is time to plan so that you can start to do these things. Okay. It's time for you to plan so that you can create what is the next step for you and be open to the opportunities that show up for you when you finally open new doors to see what's there. So I'm going to leave that with you, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. And anybody that's feeling anything that they need to speak their truth to anybody, whether it's your past, your present, your future, whatever it is, speak it now so you can be free, okay? So you can be free. All right, so this is the perfect time to have a word from my sponsor, Miss Marsha Morris. She does Feng Shui My Space. If you guys are looking to change up the energy in your house, your office, any place, even just one room, whatever it may be, Marsha Morris is the lady to call. She does it so cool. Like I say every time, I always say, hey, I'm getting ready to do something in my room. What colors did you say I should have in that room again? And it just always works out. So you guys give Marsha a, actually watch the video first. Yes, give Marsha a call and look up her website, fengshuiinmyspace.com. You guys need a little bit, and we're coming into the Chinese New Year too. You know what I mean? So maybe you need to brush up on some of that. She could do your whole little chart, tells you about things going on in your life. It's not just about the energy in the rooms, but it actually can tell you things about what you have going on in your life. So definitely give Marsha a shout. Thank you, Marsha, for being a sponsor of this show. You're the best. You are the best. All right, now I'm ready to move on to more messages. My mind is going faster than my mouth sometimes. All right, you guys, I got to use the back of this piece of paper. I go through a lot of paper, you guys. Okay, Essential Drop says, thank you so much, Melissa. I recently received my level 3 Reiki certification and want to start my practice. Yes, I am one that needs to speak my truth. Then do it. That's fabulous. I'm so glad to hear that. Yay. All right. Marsha says the Buddha in my trunk saved my life last week. Oh, see, that's awesome. Yeah, because she was in an accident last week. All right. All right. I'm going to start writing some names down while I go here. Tamian wants a message, and she's the book designer. All right. I need to make sure I write it down. Got it. All right. Awesome. Kathy says, thank you. I'm in Maryland for 2 weeks, going back to Florida next Thursday. You are spot on. Fabulous. Hello, Misinformed in Motion. Hello. All right. All right. Misinformed wants some information. If you guys want a message, start putting them down in the comments. I'll get to that in a second. Let's see. I want to miss what else I got out here. Essential Drop says, yes, it has been a minute. Oh, Idalia came to visit. Yes. You told me earlier this year you saw me throwing things away, but wasn't expecting the way it came. Well, yeah, sometimes I don't know how it's coming either. I know it's a blessing in disguise. Yes, it is. Isn't that crazy how that works? All right, let's see. All right, I got all that, you guys. Awesome. All right, so I got Tamian and I got misinformation. So Tamian is, let's see. Do you have a picture? Let's see. All right, you do. Oh, you look nice. Okay, let's see. Let's tap into your energy because I've never read for you before. All right, Tamian, let me write your name. All right, you have lots of energy going on around you. You have, I feel like, some quick decisions to make, or you have recently made some quick decisions. I feel like you're also putting pieces of the puzzle together. I think you have more understanding going on. You're ready to advance to a new level. You like to dance, and if you're not dancing, you should be dancing more. It's good for your body. Also, make sure you're drinking water because they're showing me a cup of water. Or just cleansing, because water is very cleansing. But also, they're showing me, like, you bend with the wind a little bit. You kind of let go with the flow, which is very, very good. You don't let things get you down for too long. You kind of pick yourself back up. I feel like you either have a book or a video or something you want to share out with the public. There's a story you want to share. So I'm getting that it's time for you to create that story so that you could share that, okay? I feel like that's super important for you moving forward. But being in your authentic self is when you feel most alive. So whatever you do to feel like your authentic self, keep doing that, Tamian. So I'm going to leave that with you. Thank you for being here this evening. All right, I see Ruth threw her name up there too. All right, so Misinformed asked a specific question. Let's see, let's go back. All right, I am scheduled to chaperone, changing up all this energy, to a school trip for a conference for 2.5 days in early March. I really don't like leaving my husband at home since he had a stroke. Is it safe to go? I'm getting you're safe to go. I feel like you could have people checking in on your husband, but I'm getting that it's important that you go and be the chaperone for the school. Okay. So I'm getting that's important as well. And I feel like, you know, everything will work its way out. You just have to let go of stress. I know it's kind of stressful. because there's seems to be a lot of this going on around here lately. You know what I mean? So just go and have a little bit of a good time. You deserve that as well. Okay. So that's what I'm getting for you, misinformed. All right, let's scroll back up here. All right. Do, do, do. All right, Ruth, let's see what else is going on. Ruth. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're still working on something, Ruth. You're working on something. You're always thinking and always creating. You're always on the ball. You know what I mean? But I'm getting that whatever this is right now, you're close to completion. Okay? That's what I'm getting. It's making my chin itch. But I feel like you're close to completion because I'm getting Z's for you. I'm getting Z, 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 Z. So I don't know what all these Z's mean for you. You know what I mean? Z, 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 Z. You're so funny because they did it again. So that's 26, 26, 26, 26. So that's 8, 8, 8, 8. So what does all that mean for you, dear? Whatever you keep creating is always on in creation mode, right? It's always in the flow. You're always in the flow, but you're also creating something where you need a break. So I don't know if you've been able to have a break lately. I feel like I've been saying this for a little bit, but I feel like you need like a little vacation. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's even just at a local, you know, a staycation somewhere, but just where you can go take a bath, unwind, and just be by yourself for a little bit and recharge. I feel like there's a little bit of recharging that needs to take place for you. So I'm going to leave that with you. Doo, doo, doo. Thank you. Misinformed says very stressful and anxious at the same time. Thank you for your response. You're very welcome. Your specific question is, should I move? Sure. I'm getting yes. You can move. You have to pick the right place, though. It's not just any place. And Kat said, Kit Kat says, well, I'd be hearing from my ex-fiance. Not right away. Sometimes it takes time. I feel like he needs to apologize, but he has not done that yet. All right. So who else out there wants some messages this evening, my friends? Who else is out there that wants some messages? And I saw Marsha left. Good night, Marsha. I hope to see you tomorrow, too. All right. All right. Did I miss anything? I know there's more people out here. Where are you? Who wants messages this evening? All right. Yes. Life can be very stressful sometimes, I tell you. We all go through those moments. We all do. All right. I know there's a few names out there. Great message. Thank you, Melissa. You're very welcome, Ruth. Very, very much. I know let's see, who do I recall as names that popped up out there? I know I have Dia is out there. I have Lanka out there. And I know you guys didn't ask for messages, but I know you guys would appreciate one. All right. So that's who I remember is out there before. Oh, yes. Did that. Good. Did she drop it in the chat? Because I totally forgot to mention again. Tomorrow night, Spiritual Message Circle. A lot of fun. Goldilocks Productions show host will be there giving messages. For a $20 donation, you get a message from every single one of us. It's a lot of fun. It's very cool to see how all the messages kind of combine with each other. Okay, so book designer Tamian Wood, this is what I would love to tell you about where to pick it is. You will know it instinctively. Or if you do not, if you know it's in the United States, get a map, right? Flip it over, turn it around a couple hundred times while you don't know which way it is. Run your energy over that. You have to start trusting yourself and where the correct place is for you to go. It's just like the first time that I ever came to Sarasota, Florida, I was like, I could live here. And then I found ways to do that. So you have to feel drawn, I feel like, right now to that place that you want to be. That's what I feel like. So perfect. Yes. So the Spiritual Message Circle tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, $20 donation through. And she just put the link up there in the chat box. So you guys check that out. Totally fun tomorrow night. Thank you for the reminder, Lanka. You're the best. I even have it written down here and I still haven't said it yet. So there goes the brain. All right, let's see what I get for Dia, and then I'll do Lanka. And if anyone else is out there, tap in and let me know. Okay. Dia, you're right. Your messages are always so different. Okay, so there's like, you are in the center, and the best way for me to describe it is a storm, but it's not a storm. Okay, it's like, oh, you are standing here and all this energy is just whipping around you and you are like unfazed by any of it. Okay, and it's like you can move and the storm moves. Okay, so you just have to keep moving and the storm moves out of the way. And it's not your storm. That's why it doesn't affect you. It's somebody else's or other people's. But there's all this energy going on around you and it's able to like decipher. It's so funny because it's like you can reach in there. I don't know where that came from, but you can reach in there and like gather information. So I'm not sure what information you're gathering from this energy storm. That's the best way to describe it because it's all energy. It's just energy, 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 energy. So maybe you're reading it as it goes by you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to leave that with you. There's a ton of energy going on around you. And you're just like a little... It's just like you know how like when the drones get all and they like lift off the ground. That's what I feel like you are. I feel like you're a drone and you just carry all this energy around with you, which is kind of cool. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. Woo-hoo. Tamian says, thank you. I know it's Florida. It's still, I'm just struggling with where along the panhandle. Okay. Well, then drive around to all the different towns. Drive around and say, all right, can I feel myself living here? Can I feel it? Can I feel it? All right. So Lanka. Oh, so they just drew Pac-Man. You're like the little Pac-Man. So you're like going, 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 going. And then when you run away from the ghosts or whatever, but they're not really ghosts. You know what I'm saying? This is actually kind of funny, Lanka. So I'm getting like womp, 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 womp. And I hope you know what Pac-Man is. I hope you do. But it's funny because I feel like you're also talking. I feel like this is you talking. So I feel like there's a lot of things that you would like to share. And it's time for you to start sharing more information with others. So I don't know why you're holding back and they keep doing this like I'm a sock puppet, like I'm talking like out my hand. So there's a lot of information that's flowing to you. Also, new ideas. I know once you get past this overtime stuff that you have going on, you'll be able to breathe a little bit more and then you'll be able to... use more of your creativity again. But I feel like this is that last little hump before there's like this big rainbow. So there must be a big surprise after all of this. There's a big surprise coming for you, Lanka. A big surprise. So I'm going to leave that with you. Tamian says, haha, that is the plan. I'm in the RV now. Perfect. That really allows you to get around and to see the different parts, you know, to see where you want to live. I feel like a lot of people are going through that right now. I feel like a lot of people want to move from where they are. I feel like people are ready, not everybody, okay, but I feel like there is a large portion of people that would really like to move from where they are right now to a new location, a new start, a new beginning, whatever it is that they would like to create for themselves, okay? So, Lanka, they're bringing me back to this Pac-Man again. It's so funny. Wah, 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 wah. That's what I'm feeling for you. So, anyways, there is a lot of speech coming for you, Lanka. Speech. I don't know who you're going to be speaking to, but I feel like you got some words for somebody. And I feel like it's for people at work. I got some words. I got some words for people at work. All right, Lanka says, I'm on a rescue streak, girl. Wednesday, pelican. Tonight, neighbor's dog. I haven't met yet. Well, look at you go. Look at you go. Pet rescue. Woo! Animal rescues. You're a big animal lover, so I'm not surprised. Thank you for being there for that pelican. And did you look up to see what the pelican meant for you? I don't think we discussed that. We did not. I saw it on Facebook. And then the dog. That's awesome. Way to go, Lenka. Way to go. Yay. Awesome. Anybody else out there want some messages this evening? If not, I'm just going to chit-chat. See what comes through. See what everyone wants to talk about. Lenka is amazing. Lenka is amazing. She always is. I didn't look it up, but I will. That's what I mean. That's what I talked about in the beginning of the show. Like, if something shows up for you, what is it? Even if it's something you're saving, that's not normally something you would go and look up, right? But look up everything in your life right now. Look at everything through a different lens, through different eyes. Just like I said back in 2020, 2020 was about us getting clearer vision. Things didn't seem right or didn't look right, you know, and it was time for us to really see through it all so that we could have that clarity that we've been looking for, you know, because that's something we've been looking for all this life is clarity, right? We need clarity. We want transparency. We want to understand in ways that we've never understood before. So I'm just happy you guys are all here and on this journey with me. You know what I mean? Because great things are coming. We are going to have a time in our life that will be the best time of our life. Okay. If you think you've already experienced the best time of your life, you have a better time coming moving forward because we are doing it as humanity. We are doing it as a collective. We are making changes that have never been changed in this earth plane before. Until now, well, maybe way back in the day, but things have been corrupted for a long time. And now it's to bring it back all to normal. Lenka says the dog was Snow White shepherd named Aspen, who reminded me of my shepherd. It was awesome. I asked for more purpose and received. Aw, see, isn't that beautiful? And you got to see someone that looked like your old shepherd. I used to have a white looking shepherd too. I miss my doggies. But dogs are amazing and people are amazing too. I've noticed a lot more people are being more helpful. I've noticed more people flipping out as well. So there's kind of like a balance of, you know, people that are flipping out and then people that are actually being, you know, good humans and helping others and such. All right. Thank you, beautiful. You're welcome, Dia. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spreading the word. You guys are all amazing. Remember to like, subscribe, share all these beautiful shows with anyone that you feel might need a little pick-me-up or there's a message in there. Because even sometimes the messages that are going out to others could resonate with you as well. Tap in and see what resonates with you and leave the rest. Okay, and that goes for anyone that's giving you news. Anything that's out there right now, I want you really to discern through it, feel what really resonates with you as your truth in this moment. And as we keep moving, our truth is always changing and stuff, but you know, we're gathering more of that truth to get more of our own truth completely. All right. Book designer says, strangely, there was a sign, a billboard in one place that we went to, and it said in ginormous letters, "You belong here." Well, how much bigger of a message do you need than that? Go back and check that out. Go back and check that out. Complicated says, love that. Spreading the word, God's word. Yes, spreading God's word. Yes, because when we are tapped into our truth, we are tapped into our source, which is God, right? Whew, our source or whatever you want to call God, right? Everyone has a different name. They're all going through their learning process or whatever, but it's our true connection to source, to God, right? And I feel like it goes all the way through us because it vibrates through our bodies, through the energy. And that's why we're being more sensitive to energy as of late. We could be being more sensitive to a lot of different things. So pay attention to that. That could be a pattern that's showing you something as well. So definitely look into the patterns, okay? Look into the patterns that that are going on for you. Okay. Look at, see how things are going in your life. What are those things that you would like to change up right now? Because you have the ability to change them, but you have to make the changes, whether it's just the way that you think about it. And also fear and ego need to be kicked to the curb, just so we're all aware. Fear is something, a major thing that will hold you back, will be a large anchor for you. And that's something you don't need right now. Okay, that's the anchors we do not need. We need to be free. We need to be able to float. We need to get into my lazy river and go with the flow of the water. And even when it gets scary and there's a waterfall in front of us, know that you are being protected and you will land just perfectly on the bottom in your little rubber raft. Okay, you just bounce, you know. But you have to make it easy for yourself now, because sometimes we think so hard about trying to create something that we kind of like hold ourselves back a little bit. So don't do that anymore. I want you guys to be mindful of the words that you're using as we move forward, especially as we go through this year, because we are going through this year super fast. Like I said, we're only 26 days into the 2024, and I feel like we should be at March already. So whatever the time frame is, we are moving through this very, very quickly. We are here for each other. So remember to self-care too, right? Because we a lot of us out there are about caring for other people. So remember about your self-care. Remember that you need to recharge your batteries as well so you can keep going, right? Don't forget you need to rejoice in yourself. Okay, rejoice in yourself. That's not something I normally say, so that's different. So rejoice in yourself, whatever that means for you. Okay, woo! Whatever that means for you guys. I love you guys. All right, let's see what else they have that we need to share, because it's going to be fast. So again, spiritual message circle tomorrow night, 8 p.m., $20 donation. Gets you a message from all the Goldilocks production show hosts that will be there that evening. You old guys are starting to stand in your power and be more aware of your surroundings, your energy, the messages that are coming to you. You are being communicated with on a daily basis, whether it's coming through your dreams, it's coming through your meditations, through your walks, whatever you see while you're driving your car, thoughts that are coming to you in your shower, 24/7 messages and information is flowing to you, whether it's coded information or information that smacks you right back dab in the face and you're like, I see it. It's right there in front of me. So tap into all of that. Word as in music. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Music. Let's bring that up for a hot minute, because we talked about that earlier this week. And I've talked about this a few times on my show before. It's like if we were all in an orchestra, right? If we were all down here on earth and we were all at our highest vibration, we would create the most beautiful sounds working with each other, because that's what music does. We need this music to go with this music, and then it creates. So you guys are finding your frequencies, your vibrations. You're finding your harmony, okay? And when we can get into full harmony, or whatever word that might really be, I don't know, I'm not a music person, but there is this beautiful energy that will start to flow across the land. Man, I can't even talk. I'm moving faster than my mouth again. So you guys, what is that harmony that would make you like a tuning fork? They're showing me a tuning fork now. So y'all know what a tuning fork is. And when you bang that little sucker, right, dong, and it does this little vibration. What is your tune? What is your frequency? What is your vibration? Where is it right now? What do you want it to be? How do you want it to be higher? How are you going to create that? You're going to do it from within, right? You're going to go within. You're going to talk to yourself. You're going to have full depth conversations with yourself so that you can have some better understanding of things going on in this world and in your life. And then, as all these old structures fall down around us, right? And that's what they've been doing since for years now. We've been going through this for years. You guys, that's how long it's been. It's been years. All these old structures are falling down, and we are what is building up from the ground up, right? We're building from the ground up, you guys. So some of you guys are, you know, still working on your foundations. That's fine. Wherever you're at, we are rebuilding what this world is about. Okay. And we're doing it through love. We're doing it through faith. We're doing it through trust. And we're doing it through God. And we're doing it because we want and desire something better for ourselves and for our children and for our children's children and more and more and more. All right. And if you don't know, join tomorrow and Tiffany will show you how. Yes, you guys can Venmo her. I think she dropped a link in there. You can Venmo Goldilocks Productions for tomorrow night and stuff. She will definitely tell you how to do it. I think she has Cash App and stuff like that too. Do, 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 do. That's right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you guys, this hour goes by so fast. I love that all of you have brought your energy into this space this evening, into this beautiful earth plane that we're in this beautiful experience that we keep experiencing. You know what I mean? And you guys are just amazing beings of light. Every one of you is getting lighter and brighter. The more we let go of the negativity and fear, we become lighter and brighter. We become higher frequency. We become better frequency. You know, we find our harmony. And I feel like many of you right now are in this, and they're showing me like this, on this path, right? And you are being moved forward. Follow your love. Follow the heart. Follow your passions, okay? Step out of fear and stand in your truth and enjoy the ride. Because it's going to move fast, okay? It's going to move super fast, but you guys are ready. We are all ready. So, yay! I'm excited. So this will bring us to the end of this beautiful show. Thank you guys for donations and liking and subscribing and sharing. And I look forward to spending more beautiful time with you guys in the month of February, which will go just, if not faster, than January. This year is going to go like this. So I am here for all of you. Stay in your light, shining bright, my loves. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.